Terry, when you joined the faculty, you created some new courses and you also taught some existing courses. What was it like? Tell me what you remember about teaching, especially in those early years.
Well, I remember, and this is the days when we had when my first semester here, we had typewriters. We got electric typewriters, and we thought we were the real shits. I'd been teaching. I just left Temple, so there was no break in teaching. I just taught at Temple in the fall semester, and here I was in the spring semester. The difference was in the students. Mm-hmm. The students here were much more polite and non-confrontational, non-challenging. They just sat there and just shook their heads and absorbed everything. And I was waiting for some challenges and some initiative from these kids. Mm-hmm. They were bright kids, mm-hmm. Apparently, they listened to what you said and they absorbed it. But I didn't get any challenge. The city kids were much more on point with challenging things and resistant to stuff too, because they didn't want to be reporting temples in the middle of in one of the worst parts of Philly, North Philadelphia. The hood is all around Temple. Temple's like right in the middle. And so they had to get out there and do reporting and stuff. These kids were, some of them were apprehensive. I said, well, you came here. You know, this is what we do. This is what you're going to do. Get your ass out there. Mm-hmm. Here, you know, things were, you know, Chapel Hill. People from the town were open for interviews. Mm-hmm. You know, the police department would come in and give you a presentation. So it was quite different, although the kids were very smart. And so that was different. The classroom wasn't any different in terms of racial composition, because Temple is a white school. Mm-hmm. And almost all the students that I taught at Temple were white. Almost all the students I taught here were white. The difference would have been in the course that I took over on the Black Press at some point. That had already been formulated by Carolyn Stroman. Mm-hmm. And at the point where, and Alan had taught it, at the point that I took it over, I didn't find it adequate, and eventually we changed it. We bumped it up a little bit, and then eventually the school journalism took over. But, and I basically took the reporting course that I had created at Temple and brought it here. And actually, I was kind of disappointed that I couldn't really have a crime beat, because when I first had a crime beat, I realized there wasn't much crime here, and it wasn't really much of a challenge. Later on down the years, I started sending anybody who wanted to take the crime beat, they had to take it in Durham. Mm-hmm. They couldn't cover, everybody had to cover a couple of stories here in Chapel Hill, but if you're going to have it as a beat, you had to go to Durham, where it was a little bit more like the real world. Mm-hmm. So, no, I didn't find anything different. The J53 at the time, the news writing course, I found it interesting the way it was sort of, we all worked together on that. We used the same kind of book and whatnot. That was a little bit different. But the reporting class was mine anyway. That was one of the courses I brought with me. And so all I had to do was tweak it here and there, and it was fine. So, I mean, the transition for me was really very smooth. Mm-hmm. And initially, when I came here, I stayed in Chapel Hill. That's the only year I lived in Chapel Hill. And I decided I would live in Chapel Hill because I didn't have a very dependable car. It was on a bus route. I lived on Ephesus Church Road. And it would give me a chance to get acclimated to the surroundings. And so that first year, from January to December of 79, I was right near the campus, and I was able to get grounded, mm-hmm. and get a feel. So the courses, I taught news writing, I taught reporting, and then later on I taught the Black Press. Mm-hmm. And they were all things that I was very comfortable with. Mm-hmm. So there was no big change there either.
Okay.